Grace O'Malley, Ireland's pirate queen. Feared and admired, she was one of Europe's most notorious pirates. By John Bilstein. Do you like sailing? Well, if you had been sailing to Ireland in the 16th century, chances are you would have been attacked and robbed by one of the wildest women in history. So much for a relaxing holiday on your favourite yacht. Grace O'Malley was one of the most notorious pirates ever to rule the waves off Western Europe. She knew what she wanted and made sure she got it. It is not surprising, therefore, that she was admired as a sort of female Robin Hood. Grace O'Malley was born around the year 1530. Her father, Owen Dubh Dara O'Moya, owned many thousands of hectares in the province of Connaught. But unlike the other noblemen in Western Ireland, he also had a large fleet of ships that traded with continental Europe and the Americas. Grace had been interested in the sea from a very early age, but her father would not let her sail because he was afraid that his daughter's beautiful red hair might get caught in ropes and rigging. However, when she cut off her long mane, he allowed her aboard. From now on, Grace was known as Grainne Ní Ualaidhe, Gaelic for Grace the Bald. She soon became an excellent sailor and sea captain, but that was not enough for her. She also wanted to be a good warrior, and she soon got a chance to fight when she defended her castle on Lough Corrib against the powerful Joyce clan from Galway by pouring molten lead on their heads. However, Grace's main battleground was the sea, where she soon developed a reputation for piracy. Having inherited Owen O'Moya's lands and ships, she started taxing every boat that entered her territory. The lords of Galway, just a few miles to the east, did exactly the same thing, but in their opinion, Grace had no right to raise taxes without permission from England, so they called her a pirate. When Elizabeth I criticised Grace O'Malley for her rebellious behaviour, the young lady sailed to Greenwich Palace to confront the Queen. The courtiers were shocked when Grace entered the throne room wearing a dagger. But after a long discussion in Latin, Grace spoke hardly any English, though she knew French and Spanish, Elizabeth officially accepted Grace's position, which shows how powerful the Sea Queen was. Small wonder, with over 30 ships at her command, Grace O'Malley was almost as mighty as the German pirate Klaus Störtebeker, and the people of Connaught were economically dependent on her merchant fleet. Moreover, Grace's sailors only attacked enemies of the English crown. Like Sir Francis Drake's men, they were freebooters rather than pirates. Strong-willed, daring and educated, Grace O'Malley was a very successful woman for her time. Her spirit lives on in some of her descendants. In fact, I know one of her great-great-great-great-grandchildren who lives near a big lake called Loch Mask in County Mayo. And I would not be surprised to meet her on a stormy afternoon revving the engine of a modern pirate ship, with her long red hair blowing in the breeze.